Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Hey, welcome to TJ and Jody's house on a very gloomy day as we sit to record for our millions and millions of guests. Isn't that cool? We don't have listeners or viewers, Jody. We have guests, because there are guests in our home, each and every one of them. Each and every one of y'all is a guest in our house. Our house that is furnished by Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. You see how I did that?
Yes.
That's some real broadcasting skills right there. To put it all together. Hold on, I have to cover up the monitor. I forgot to do that.
We'll be staring
into it.
I have got to get my hair done.
Instead of looking into the camera, because we're still amateurs here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there we go. Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress has all kinds of great things going on all the time. You can go on their website. It's tjriggins.com/mattress. And shut up, Johnny. 30-something years. But anyway, everybody that comes in our house compliments our furniture, and they say, where did you get that? And we say, Sweet Dreams, that's where.
Sweet Dreams, mm-hmm. That's where.
And there's a couch down there that Jody wants to just go relax on during the day, even though they're open for business and there are people
I do
around there.
And I'm going to. Yep.
Well, they're very easy to find. They have locations all over the Lake Norman area, but their team of deliveries people can handle all it. What are you doing? Are you drunk?
I tried to cross my legs, and I'm just all caught up in this wire. Sorry. Ooh, we are a mess.
Wow. Okay, so.
Here we are.
Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress, the ones who are paying us to be amateurs here. They have a delivery team that's second to none. They can go all over the Charlotte area. Bedroom furniture, living room furniture. But they've had the bedroom stuff for a long time, because that's why they used to be called Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture. But too many people were forgetting about all the fantastic furniture that they have for other parts of the house. Plush things. Am I right, Jody?
You're right.
Oh.
Plush.
Plush. Nice. People there are so nice. You're going to love them.
I am trying to figure out where I can put that couch I'm in love with.
We'll get rid of this stuff. Put it in there.
I don't want to get rid of it.
Why not? That doesn't mean burn it.
Oh, move it.
Yeah, it doesn't say eliminate it. So go to tjriggins.com/mattress for Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Sounds like a sweet deal to me. All right, so we have a lot more to do, Jody. That was only about 3 minutes worth of chaos.
Okay.
So we've got about...
That was chaos.
We got about 30 more to go.
Okay.
Can you do it?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. If you're watching on the video, the YouTubes or whatnot, I look really swole because... Not swole in a good way, but swole up. Because I had a cheeseburger and a lot of beer before I went to bed last night.
That's
and
smart.
It's in the morning now. So I'm like, I look like I've been stung by a bee in the face. But when do I not like that? Go ahead and say it, Jody.
Say what?
That, you know, go ahead and make a comment about my facial hair as well.
I'm not saying anything, but I do still see your snore thing lines on your face.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So I went, my son and I were watching the first game of the World Series Friday night. Jody was thrilled to hear that we were going to be doing that. She couldn't have run to the bed fast enough.
I was so tired.
And so we were up past midnight. It was a barn burner of a game, as they say. And the last pitcher for the Dodgers has a cool-looking facial hair that I've done before, which I'm pretty sure he probably got it from me from when I did it before. And then Aiden asked me, that's our son, boy. He said... Dad, you like his beard? And I said, yeah. He goes, are you going to do yours like that again since you've seen his? And then I thought, hey, it'd be funny if I do that. So when I see him the next day, I've already done it. So I did it. So it's a goatee without a mustache attached to it. And It took Jody up into the afternoon the day after to notice that I had done anything.
Well, sometimes I'm slow at that.
Now, if she goes to the salon,
I do all the time,
and gets her hair done, and I don't comment on it within 5 minutes, she's like, "Well, I guess you hate my hair.
You
haven't said anything.
You never comment on it."
Oh, Jody, please.
He doesn't.
Do I not compliment you multiple times a day?
I didn't say you didn't compliment
things.
Me.
That's why,
but that's what
you're leading people to believe, that I don't pay attention.
No, but you don't say about my hair.
Well.
But you will tomorrow, because see all this gray right now? It's going to be gone tomorrow.
No, I don't see all the gray.
There's tons of it.
Hmm. But I don't care if your hair was
I hate it.
Green, you know, like a college professor.
Mm-hmm.
I would think it looked good.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Your goatee looks good.
No. I do forget, though, when I shave cleanly on the sides, that you can see those snore machine marks on my face for the whole day.
I know, and it's not like it's just a couple of hours. It stays on there all day.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I have to wear it really tightly because I sleep so crazy, even with the snore machine, that it gets thrown askew and then it bothers you and all that. And this particular mask that I wear now, I don't think people care about this.
No.
Yeah, I think they do.
okay.
It has air escaping from it. It's designed to have some of the air escape from it, and it escapes from a piece right between my eyes. It goes up the bridge of my nose, between my eyes. And I know that if I turn toward Jody when I'm asleep, that cold air is gonna blow toward her. So all night I'm paranoid about it, and that's the side that I sleep best on. Better.
It's fine. It doesn't bother me.
And so I go over there, and then I throw my hand up like this to try to block it, and then my hand starts getting cold. And
but I've heard, you know, other people that have that, they all their masks do that. You act like it's the one you have, but they do.
But the one that I have now does it more.
No.
Because the one I used to have, I needed to replace it. And so I did the smart thing and said, let me get a cheaper one.
But I think the expensive ones do that too.
Not as badly.
Oh.
It doesn't matter. I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to go get the expensive one now.
I don't care.
But
I love a wind tunnel when I'm sound asleep.
But I would love to just get that thing that they hook into your throat and you control it with an app. And then it opens
that
up at night.
That is so wrong, all of that. You shouldn't have that in your body.
Yeah.
That's weird.
But do you know how many things right now I'm sitting here with that I shouldn't have in my body that is in there?
Burgers, beers.
Belly full of beer.
Ugh.
It was just one burger, though.
Okay.
I didn't eat a whole lot yesterday.
Head.
Usually, you know, on Saturdays, sometimes we'll blow it out, and we're recording this on Sunday. So Saturdays, sometimes I will just like make myself sick. So I didn't want to do that yesterday. And I ordered some chicken tendies from the appetizer plate at this little restaurant we were at. And I ate one of them because they were overcooked, or either the grease was old or something. They were kind of tough. So that's all I had. Meanwhile, y'all are killing it on quesadillas and
I split a quesadilla, and I had two. All I had to show was two pieces of that, a few of your fries, and then while you had that big burger last night, I had Brussels sprouts.
Right.
So, that's all I ate yesterday.
A dork.
I love Brussels sprouts. I had a whole bowl of them.
We were at a sports bar. She's like, bring me the Brussels.
Well, they're great.
I'll have the Brussels.
I did not say that. Weirdo. I'm not swollen up today. I'm miserable.
You're miserable.
I'm miserable from something else, but not that.
Miserable from having hitched your wagon to me 30 years ago.
Oh, gosh. Hitched my wagon.
Mm-hmm. I made an honest woman out of her 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday was our anniversary. And ever since our anniversary, all she's done is complain about her neck hurting.
It's so bad.
Like, if that's not saying happy anniversary, you've been a pain in my neck for 30 years.
Mm-hmm, and a headache. Mm-hmm. I've had headaches.
All right, speaking of our anniversary, I'm gonna tell you all how I really went out for Jody's gift this year.
Actually, I loved it.
All right, that's coming up next.
More from TJ and Jody's house coming up. TJ and Jody's house.
So Tuesday was our anniversary. It falls every year around October 22nd. 30 years with this beautiful woman. This beautiful, hard-working, smart, funny woman. I love her so much. But since we're old and all that, we just said we're not buying each other anniversary gifts. But when we were off this past weekend in New Bern, North Carolina, for a little anniversary weekend,
which was so fun.
Mm-hmm. She kept saying, "It's about time for me to get my dark chocolate salted caramel apple." And we were looking everywhere for a Kilwins, because that's where they have them. And so,
God, they're so good.
Tuesday, I decided, you know, on our anniversary, that that's what I was going to get her. So I drove to two towns over to the Kilwins in a place called Burkdale in Huntersville, North Carolina. And got her that. It's a sea salt dark chocolate caramel apple.
Yes.
Is what it is. It's not so a salted good. Caramel. It's a sea salt dark chocolate. Yeah.
I love it.
And so there was a man that was working in the Kilwins. He said, "Can I help you with something?" And I said, they were in the case, like right when you walk in. I said, "Yeah, I think I need one of these dark chocolate apples." He said, "Okay." And I said, "Well, I mean, I don't know why I said it like that. I think I need. I actually, you know, want. That's Need what it. I came here for."
Yeah.
And I guess he was surprised to see a man ordering something dark chocolate, you know, especially a manly man like myself.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Because dark chocolate is a woman chocolate.
It is not.
It is. It's absolutely a woman's chocolate. Men don't like dark
chocolate. Your friend Mark loves it.
He eats dark chocolate because he's on a low sugar, low carb kind of diet.
Okay.
But I bet if he had his choice of any kind of chocolate, it wouldn't be dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate, okay.
Mm-mm. Not to say that men don't like dark chocolate sometimes, but it is one of those foods that I have in the list of things that are for women, even though men like them sometimes. Okay. Like mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Okay.
That's the top of the list. So, that was Jody's elaborate birthday gift. Oh, and a...
Birthday gift.
I mean, an anniversary gift. And a little bouquet of sunflowers.
That I left. Made me so happy. And I savored that apple. I made it last 2 days. I mean, I love those things. But I did look up a recipe, and I bought the stuff, and I'm going to try to make one myself.
Oh, is that what all that stuff is in the pantry? I wonder what you were making with that.
I had caramels, sea salt, which we had. I didn't even know. And that Ghirardelli dark chocolate that you melt. I'm going to try it. I'm going to see what happens. I bet it won't taste like Kilwins.
And they put them on Granny. They put it on Granny Smith apples.
That's what I have. And a stick.
Yeah. So good luck.
Thank you.
Candy making is cheaper, hard.
Because I bet the apple was expensive.
I don't even remember. Hey, money was no object, Jody.
But they are expensive. And dark chocolate's expensive.
But
yeah. Oh my gosh, I love those. And I get them at this time of the year.
Yeah. So you'll have to let me video you making that.
Oh, God.
To see how it turns out. Candy making is hard.
I know.
And that's considered candy making.
And I don't want to be videoed.
You know, as well as I can cook and all that, I don't like trying to attack candy stuff.
Right. It's hard. But I do love it.
Like, you see those guys that make that hard candy that you like, those types of things, where they just, it just looks like melted glass that they're pouring on the thing, and they just start spooning it everywhere and letting it harden. And
I love that.
It looks like, you know,
it's hard.
Like you get one shot at that.
It's like artists, ruin it all. Like artistry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nothing but sugar and colorings and things like that.
Delicious.
Yeah. So, we don't expect any trick or treaters where we live. We
used Never.
To used to have one. He lives right next door. His name's Mason. His mom and dad's names are Richard and Julie. So sup.
What's up?
And I said, "Well, I guess Mason again will be the only trick or treater that we have this year, or has he gotten too old for that?" And Jody said, "He quit trick or treating 2 years ago."
He won't this year. He didn't last year. The year before.
Okay.
And he had his little dinosaur costume.
One of those inflatable things?
Yeah, because you said, that wasn't last year that he had his dinosaur? I said, no.
And?
He's in eighth grade, so he's probably not doing all that.
We got a huge shock over the weekend when Boy, who is 21, came and said, I'm going to go to the bar crawl, the Halloween bar crawl in Charlotte with my friends Saturday night. We went, what? Because, I mean, he goes nowhere and does nothing. He goes to work. He does his schoolwork.
He doesn't drink.
He has a party every night on the computer, mm-hmm. on the streaming, mm-hmm. with his friends that live. He has one friend on there that lives in Egypt or somewhere.
Turkey.
Turkey. And then he has another one that lives in Sweden.
One in Florida.
One that he grew up with that lives off mm-hmm. in another town. So that's about the extent of his social interaction with things. He doesn't drink or vape or smoke or any of that. Mm-mm. So we were shocked that he was going to go. And then I didn't know this until he sent a picture of himself that he put on a costume.
I know.
They gave him a pirate costume to wear.
I was so shocked.
And Jody was so excited. She's like, I hope he has fun. And since he came back and said that a lot of it was boring and he was starving and some of it was chaos, he didn't say that he hated it, but he didn't come back going, that was so much fun and all that. And Jody's been about to cry ever since.
But he's not ever going to say that.
About anything.
Even if he feels it, he's not going to say it.
The other night at the we were watching the ball game and it ended dramatically. We were rooting for the Dodgers against the Yankees, and the Dodgers they had to score in the bottom of the 10th inning to stay alive. And one of the, you know, everybody's favorite players named Freddie Freeman hit a grand slam walk off. That means once he hit that, the game's over for you ladies out there. And Aiden was like, that is so cool. That is so cool. And that's about as excited as he gets about stuff. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't figure he'd come in going, that was awesome. No. That was so much fun.
No. I don't know.
Just the fact that he did and he put on a costume to go do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whoa.
I know. Good for him. And then our daughter went out, too, in Nashville.
But, I mean, she's always...
she's not. She goes out. But she was Snooki.
Now, was that a group costume? They were all supposed to be Jersey Shore people?
No. They were... One of her friends was the Sleepy Time Bear.
Oh, yeah.
Another one was... I can't remember them all. But they weren't all... It wasn't a group thing. But there was a bunch of them out. Oh, my goodness.
But
she's informed us now that she's too old to go out. Because, yeah. You know, she's 24, you hit that mark and you're like,
But I think 24 is a little bit soon, yeah, to be hitting that mark. Now, we hit it that early because we were already married.
Yeah.
And she's single and free as a bird in a big city.
You know? Yeah. I just think the going out all weekend is too much.
Yeah.
Which I do remember, because when you work full time mm-hmm. and you're busy all week, you don't want to go out both nights. So,
yeah, or either night.
Yeah,
I think if she could have stayed home Friday and Saturday night, she would have done that.
Yeah,
which I mean is great.
What, to stay home?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you all about that.
Uh huh. Mm hmm. So Jody got a huge, huge honor bestowed upon her this week. She got to come in and sit in on the big show. Oh. Mm-hmm. The whole time.
Oh, I thought you were going to say what I did on Friday.
Well, we'll get into all of that. But I was talking about your getting to be on the big radio show. Mm-hmm. And not just, you know, stuck on a little 30-minute podcast.
I'm so honored.
Mm-hmm. So that's coming up next.
More next. TJ and Jody's house.
Okay, welcome back to TJ and Jody up in the house. Mm-hmm. And we must protect this house. Mm-hmm. Always. Okay, so if you haven't listened to the TJ and Riggins show lately, what has happened is we have gotten someone that used to work for us many years ago. 8 years ago was the last time she worked for us, named Lindsay. She's come back to be, you know, part of the show, and she works 3 days a week because she has little children, and those little children have to go to daycare. And mm-hmm. Is it called daycare? What would you call it? They go to like these little...
Like preschool.
Yeah, preschool things. Mm-hmm. One is 4, the other is 2.5 something. I don't really like those kids because it makes it, you know, they're making it harder for me at work to have to, you know, fill in things. So one of the days this past week, last week was Jody came in and was the woman on the show for Thursday.
Yeah.
Tuesday, we had a friend of ours named Amanda Riggin. She was on the show.
Yep.
But Jody is not used to getting up that time of the morning.
Nope.
And
ma'am,
you did great though with it. You didn't complain about being tired or anything
mm-mm,
like that.
Mm-mm. I was actually fine that morning. I really was. It's the afternoon that I was like, ugh. And I didn't get a nap. I didn't end up getting a nap. We had some other stuff we had to do, so I wasn't able to get a nap. So by Thursday night, I was not in a good place.
So. If you go to take a nap, mm-hmm. one thing is that she'll lay out here in the middle of the living room, in the middle of the whole, everybody's moving and about in the house, mm-hmm. and lie on the couch and take a nap. And then every little thing wakes her up. But then when she does go to another room and close off the door to take a nap, do you leave your phone on?
I have to. I have things I have to be available for.
Other than our daughter... What?
Stuff?
Hmm.
That I don't care to disclose.
Oh. Nasty things?
No, you weirdo.
Hmm. But anyway, you should...
Let me back up on that. You say that I lay in the living room and, you know, people are coming and going. Here's the thing. I can be in this house downstairs and I don't hear anybody for a solid 2 hours. Because him and boy are up here doing whatever. The minute that I lay my head down to try to take a nap, I hear doors opening and here they come. It's like he's got a tracker on me and knows that he's going to come down there.
Yeah, and our stairs
are loud,
kind of creak when you step down and it goes.
Because there's no carpet on it.
Yeah. Like, quong, quong, quong. But if you... I think you got it backwards because when you go to take a nap in another room, that means it's serious. I got to go take a nap.
Yeah.
It's an event. You will text us and say, I'll be in the guest room taking a nap. It should be the other way around. You should text us and say, I'm going to be down here on the couch taking a nap. So that way we'll know. Don't go downstairs. Yeah. Don't go walking down the creek and
but
stairs.
But the thing is, like, if I'm on the couch, I'm not looking for a full, like, nap as if I was to go to a guest room.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah, but
and I mean, don't. And if I do get awakened, it's not a big deal to me.
Sounds like it is. You really hang on to it.
You're hanging on to it. I'm not.
I didn't even bring it up.
Oh my gosh,
you're the one that brought it up.
Anyway,
it makes me feel bad.
Well, don't feel
for
bad
doing that
because if I'm in here, it means I'm. It's not serious for me to be sleeping.
Or but she'll say, I'm going to go take a nap in the guest room. And then 5 minutes later, she'll run up to my office up here and go with her phone in her hand. Hey, look, I just got this message. And then
if I'm running up here, it's important because I hate coming up the stairs to do anything.
Why?
I just do. I'm lazy. I want to be.
Oh, it's not just because it's I'm up here.
No, it's because I don't want to come up here.
Hmm.
Oh. So, yeah, I didn't get a nap Thursday. And then Friday, I helped little friend Jenny at her fitness place, Jet Fitness, I helped in Child Watch because they needed somebody to come in.
You which helped I, or you did the Child Watch? Was there somebody else in there?
No,
with you?
I did it.
Yeah.
And I love it. I've done it before and I love it. But the best was I had a baby that day and he was snuggly. He was a little over a year. Oh, he was so sweet. Made my day. Like really made my day. I love kids.
But I've offered to go do the child watch in there sometime if she needs help, if somebody's, you know, called in sick or whatever.
Yeah.
I would be glad to do it, and I'd be good at it.
And I love the older kids, too, because I just think they're so funny.
Because I'm really good with babies and small children, but it's one of those sexist things where nobody's going to leave their baby with a man comfortably and confidently.
Right.
Just hand over a baby to some man they don't know who's just, you know, wearing a shirt with the business's logo on it.
Well, so and I also have to play house. Like, I was having to, this little boy put three of these tiny little chairs together, and he put this little fence thing around, making it his house, and he said that was his couch. And did I want to come to his house? So I had to go in this little thing, sit on the little stool.
Yeah.
I don't think that would work for you.
Well, I could. I mean, I used to do all of that stuff with our kids and all that. But, I mean, it is something that you normally wouldn't teach a little kid to say, invite a strange man into your house.
Sure.
I get it. Yeah. I get it, but.
Yeah. So I had fun that day.
Do they let men be in the nursery at church?
I don't know.
When you volunteer, do men ever, are they in the nursery?
Don't know. I don't know.
Maybe we could start going to some mega church, Jody, and then I can volunteer to be in the nursery. And if they say, no, we don't allow men to do it, we could sue them. And that would be our payday.
Yeah.
We could retire on that.
Okay. They probably would let you, but I bet there's classes you have to go through now.
I can go through a class.
Okay.
You know that. I know about babies.
All I know is little friend Jenny didn't ask you to do it.
I know. And then when I've brought it up before, she goes, no. No. And I think she also used the word hideous yesterday to describe my face. What? Or disgusting. Hideous or disgusting. It was one of them. I mean, that's just the.
I don't remember saying that.
Yeah, we were standing in line at that little outdoor bar waiting on beers.
Uh-huh.
And that's what she said. Not just, you know what? I like it better with the beard. With a full beard. She goes, it's disgusting.
Oh, God. I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, well. So, what do you think about the Menendez brothers getting that trial?
They're resentenced.
Yeah. I think they're going to get out.
Yeah.
Before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. But
I'm concerned, though.
Yeah, I think it sets a precedent for what's going to happen in L.A. now and all over the country probably. You're going to have all these convicted murderers start throwing out appeals and flooding the system to get out of jail and all of that. But people aren't really talking about this, but that district attorney in L.A., it's election season.
Uh-huh.
And he has seen the popularity of the of the young people and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to do what he can do for votes out of the deal, which is not right.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many district attorneys across the country who are looking for ways to make it easier on criminals or not charge people with crimes.
Sure.
I mean, this would be just a full playpen of district attorneys out there saying, let them out, let them out, let them out.
It's so weird that one of the family Marxist. Members doesn't think they should get out. And then I think it was the mom's brother doesn't want them out, but the mom's sister thinks they should get out.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you think they should get out?
No.
Oh.
I don't. While I believe that they probably molested, like they say.
Yeah.
I don't buy the self-defense argument that they thought their parents were going to kill them and they had to kill their parents first.
Yeah.
That's what their argument is.
I think they were just sick of being tormented.
Right. And I get it. But you can't kill people.
I know.
You can't kill your parents because of that. You
Yeah.
You know, you take other step.
Because they've been in there, what, 30 years?
Mm-hmm, 30-something
years. That's so crazy.
But what do I know? It's a difficult thing, because I do feel sorry for them if they were molested and all that, and the way they say they were treated growing up. But,
yeah,
I mean, a lot of people had bad parents. They didn't blow them away.
When are they going to have the trial, as it said?
I don't know.
Huh. I'll be tuned in.
But I think the DA has done what he has to do before the election to get credit for it.
Oh.
He's recommended a resentencing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And people do think they're going to get out.
I mean, that really means nothing at this point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, that one lady, that one prosecutor that we saw in that other documentary,
mm-hmm.
Ooh, she is going to be mad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Real mad.
But. That's the
it is what it is.
That's the sign of the times.
Yeah, it's crazy. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we got to go. We got a lot of important things to do on the cloudy, nasty, gloomy day. We got to spread some sunshine. That's what we've got to do. Thank you, friends. Thank you for being our guests. Y'all come back soon.
That's it for this week's edition of TJ and Jody's House. Take care, and we'll see you next week.